Oh, hi, is this Nathan?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Nathan, this is Tara over at Local Splash. I just missed your call, right? I was on the phone.
Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
And sorry for earlier, I was with a customer.
Oh, yeah, no, I get that. Yeah, and I had you as set to call back in about 25 minutes from now, but I'm glad you called back in. And so a couple of questions. I know that Shelbyville is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
Anywhere there is work, to be honest. I've got quite a bit of jobs lined up, and they're all pretty local, just around Shelbyville. But I'll travel. The farthest I've been is Midway, and that was like 30 miles, I think. And 20 miles from home base is about enough.
Okay. So as long as it's within that reasonable traveling distance. Okay. And so the reason that I ask about the area, it's the same reason we're calling today, is they had a first page position become available in your geographic area for the category. We're assigned to that area today. There's a team of agents calling through to fill that open position there. So once they fill that spot, or if we were to program you in to appear there, they block out a space for you on that first page, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from that territory who offer those same services. And that all makes sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Like,
great.
I'm the first one here, and I might be able to get the first spot.
First page. So nobody can.
In a nutshell.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can guarantee top spot. If anybody does, they're full of baloney. It's always going to be first page. But 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. You know, usually they don't have to go any further. That's the value of it. And how can I ask? How long have you been in business there as Atlas Excavation?
This is year two of business, so it's relatively fresh, but the LLC was created last February or March, so I've been in business for about a year and did great last year and looking forward to good stuff this year. I farm as well, so I have another business in that, so I do a little bit of everything, but I've been in business for a year, and everything's going good, and I've got access to any equipment I need, so.
Excellent. Okay. Is it just you, or are you and a helper, or like a partner?
It's just me right now, and it's been just me. I'm very, very efficient. I'm 20, getting ready to be 21, and so I'm young as well, so that's the other thing people are kind of sketchy about. But I've been operating my whole life. I grew up on heavy equipment. I've been running bulldozers, excavators, high lifts, all kinds of machinery for a good probably 5 years, and three of those being straight. So I have a lot of experience. It's just I'm a little young, and the business is young.
Well, that's pretty incredible. Okay, 20 years old, and you have your own business. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of stress, but, I mean, if I ever want the things I want, that's what I got to do, I guess.
Right. Okay, great. Well, and when I called earlier, you had said, is this Angie's List? You had asked me if I was calling. Are you using that service now or earlier on?
So, Angie's, the first year of business, I just had business cards and signs, which was great, but, I had Angie's List, or not Angie's List, I was just doing that, and so it was kind of just word of mouth, but then I recently made a Facebook page probably a month and a half ago, and there's really not a whole lot on it, just one or two things, just because I haven't had time to update it much. But somebody recommended me through my Facebook to Angie Leads. And so I've been, you and Angie Leads both, when you introduce yourself, sounded very similar. So that's what I thought it was. And I'm in the process. I've just got my background check done for Angie, to help with leads and other stuff. So that's why I thought that was Angie.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. So that's new too. So, okay. So let me ask you this. If we could get you up there on that first page of Google in your area, in a position to have, so with this, it would, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with Google, so people would be calling you directly. It wouldn't go through a third party. And then that way, you wouldn't be paying per lead. Well, it's not free. I mean, it's monthly. It's one flat monthly fee, and we always keep you on that first page. If we could get you up there on that first page of Google and do that for you at a reasonable rate, you see value in that too?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't I do this?
I do see value in it, but it depends on how much it is.
Okay. I was just going to say, I'll pull up the pricing for you. The good news is you're new, so you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm just going to put you in for March of last year, right? So you can qualify for that. I just need approval from Andy. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Nathan, being that we have that area open for programming today, if we could, I think what I'm hearing from you is if we could make that first page position affordable, that's not a bad idea, right, to list yourself there? Let me grab Andy.
I'm not afraid to spend on advertising because I got to spend a little bit to bring a little bit in. And Angie's is not that expensive. It's yearly. So in the grand scheme of things, like within a job, if I get a job that somebody found on Google, then it'll probably pay for itself. So that's kind of how I see it. So I don't mind, but if it's outrageous, that's another thing I can't do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, the hard part about getting there, it's not really the cost anyway. It's the availability, like the timing of it, and that we have. That's why we're assigned to that area. Let me get Andy. We'll get that rate reduced. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
What's your name again? Is it Tara?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for holding. Is this Nathan?
Yeah.
Hey, Nathan.